This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni.
Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind.
Phil Furia is the host of the radio show The Great American Songbook. This is his favorite version of Somewhere Over the Rainbow with Jane Monheit. Phil knows a lot about music, including about Somewhere Over the Rainbow and how it barely made its way into The Wizard of Oz.
Nobody liked the song. They wanted to cut it out of the movie. Not even the lyricist, when he first heard the melody, wanted to write a lyric. The producers, even at the last minute, wanted to cut it out of the movie because they thought it slowed down the pace. Then, of course, it wins the Academy Award.
Speaking of Academy Awards, Phil Furia is the host of a live performance of the Oscar edition of The Great American Songbook on stage at Keenan Auditorium. Singers Bob Workman, Nina Repetta, Laresha Burnett Dion, Jack Krupica, and others perform Great American movie classics. What is The Great American Songbook?
Well, it's a collection of songs that did what popular songs are not supposed to do. They've stayed popular. Many of them were written in the 1920s, the 1930s, 1940s, and they sound as fresh today as they did when they were first written. And what keeps them alive is that performers keep wanting to record them.
This Great American Songbook Live, you can't do all of them in one show.
No.
The focus is the Oscars.
The Oscars, both songs that won the Oscar and songs that were nominated and in some cases probably should have. So there'll be some surprises, I think, for the audience in hearing a couple of songs performed, knowing they were both nominated in the same year, and then getting to vote with their applause for the one they thought should have won. And I think in some cases they would be surprised by the one that did.
I know that in some cases, in your opinion, the right one didn't necessarily win.
In several cases, that's right. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to give away which ones. You have
right
to come to the show. But there will be some surprises.
George Scheibner will be there as well.
And George Scheibner will be there, yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about you and George? How did you start doing the Great American Songbook for WHQR?
Well, this was several years ago. He suggested that we do a benefit performance, a fundraiser for WHQR. And he knew several local singers and musicians. And the performance went very well. So we did it again a year later. And again, that was successful. And then just out of the blue, he said, you know, those stories that you tell behind the songs are so entertaining. Why don't we do them on the radio? He finally came up with the idea that I should tell the story behind one of the great songs, Over the Rainbow or As Time Goes By. And then we would do both a classical version of it, say Nat King Cole singing Stardust or Judy Garland singing Over the Rainbow. But then he would find versions of the same song by a contemporary singer like Lady Gaga or Meatloaf. And so we would do the same program again, but go to Lady Gaga or Meatloaf or Bob Dylan. And it gives an idea of just why the songs have stayed around, because these contemporary singers, they want to do the same things.
That's Phil Furia hosting The Great American Songbook Live, the Oscar edition, Saturday evening, February 17th at Keenan Auditorium. Find details and more conversation with Phil at whqr.org. I'm Gina Gamboni with Communique.